Chanting Hymn 48.
我们站立来唱诗48首。
Jesus Christ, that He has guided us throughout the few three days of spiritual convocation.
我们首先要感谢慈爱的天父啊，他的带领，让我们平安度过这三天的灵恩布道大会。
We thank God. We rejoice in the Spirit that five more souls have been joined to the body of Christ.
我们感谢神，我们非常的高兴，因为今天在神的国加添了五位得救的灵魂。
Now we come to the last sacrament of the Holy Communion.
今天我们现在到了我们要来举行我们的第三个的典礼。
When we kneel down and pray, let us think about the love of Jesus for us.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候，我们要来好好的来思想主耶稣给我们的爱。
We think about that after we partake of the Holy Communion, how our life should be, how our life should change.
想一想我们领受圣餐以后我们的生活要怎么样我们的生命要怎么样的改变
so that truly truly we show that in our lives we are joined to the one body of Christ
让我们真正 的能够在主耶稣身体上来联合在一起
let's kneel down and pray
我们现在一起祷告
this cup is the new covenant in my blood
这杯是用主耶稣的血所立的新约
so therefore today we understand that when we partake of the Holy Communion we are actually takingthe flesh and the blood of Jesus.
所以要让我们知道，每当我们来领受圣餐，我们就是来领受主耶稣的身体，还有主耶稣的血。
So that is why it's important for us before we partake of the Holy Communion, we prepare our hearts.
所以为什么我们常常要强调提醒弟兄姐妹们要来好好预备自己的心。
That we must not partake of the Holy Communion in an unworthy manner.
我们不能够用一种没有分辨的心来领受主耶稣的圣餐。
Because we are partaking of the body and the blood of Jesus.
因为我们是领受耶稣的身体，还有耶稣的血。
Before we partake, we need to examine ourselves.
还没有吃之前，我们需要来审查自己。
We examine our hearts.
我们要审查我们自己的心。
And if we have done wrong,
如果我们有过犯
，we must repent.
我们要悔改。
We must repent of the things that we do wrong.
我们要在神的面前来悔改我们所做的所犯的过犯。
So today, when we partake of the Holy Communion,
所以今天当我们在领受这圣餐的时候
，since we are partaking of the flesh and the blood of Jesus,
既然我们是领受主的身体还有主的血
，we need to make sure we partake.In a worthy manner.
我们应该要知道，我们要有一种审查过后有一种分辨的心来领受。
Today, when we partake of the body of Christ,
当我们在领受主耶稣的身体
，we need remember that we have the blessings of partaking in the body and the flesh of Jesus.
我们都知道，我们有这种领受主耶稣身体所得到的福气。
It is a very important blessing.
这是一个非常重要的一个福气。
If today we partake of the Holy Communion.
如果我们今天来领受这圣餐
And we don't actually remember the blessings that comes with partaking the Holy Communion
如果我们连这领受圣餐后所得到的福气是什么都不知道
Then we partake in vain
这样呢我们所领受的就是白费了
If we partake of the Holy Communion
如果我们来领受这圣餐
But then after we leave the church
当我们走出去
We don't remember the blessings that God has given to us
我们甚至连主耶稣要给我们的福气是什么
We go back into our old life
我们回去我们的旧人的生活
Then we partake in vain
那我们的领受就是白费
So it is very important when we partake of the Holy Communion We remember and instill into our hearts The blessings that we have received
所以呢当我们每逢领受圣餐我们应该就好好的记得我们所领受的福气是什么 存在我们心里头
What are the blessings of partaking the flesh and the blood of Jesus
从这个圣餐领受耶稣的身体跟血所得到的福气是什么呢
Let's turn to John chapter 6
我们来看约翰福音的第六章
Let's turn to John chapter 6
约翰福音书的第六章
John chapter 6 verse 53 to 58
第六章的53节到58节
John chapter 6 verse 53 to 58
约翰福音第六章53到58节
Verse
53 53节
Then Jesus said to them Most assuredly I say to you Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man And drink his bloodYou have no life in you. Verse 54.
54.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55.
55节
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Verse 56.
56.
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
57. 57节
As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. Verse 58.This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever.
53节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。54节，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎么样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。58节，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
Today, when we partake of the Holy Communion, we need to partake it with spiritual understanding.
今天我们来领受这个圣餐礼，我们应该有这个属灵的明白。
We need to partake of it with faith and understanding.
有这个信心，还有这种属灵的知识。
We must know what we are taking.
我们首先要知道我们为何要来领受这个圣餐。
By faith, we know that when we partake of this bread, it is the body of Christ.
凭着信心，当我们在领受这个饼的时候，我们知道这是主耶稣的身体。
When we receive this cup inside, it's not grape juice only, but in the spirit, it is the blood of Jesus after consecration.
当我们在领受这个杯的时候，经过主血，这些就是主耶稣的血。
So therefore, before we consume, before we eat it, before we drink it, we need to prepare our hearts.
所以在还没有吃、还没有喝的时候呢，我们要准备预备我们的心。
We need to know the blessings that God has given to us.
我们要知道神所要赐给我们的福气。
So if we look at verse 53, it tells us, those who eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, we have life in us.
正如这里六章五十三节告诉我们的。吃人子的肉和人子的血就有生命在他里面。
If a person does not do this, they have no life in them.
一个人不这样做的话呢，在他们里头就没有这个生命。
So today we thank God, spiritually we are alive.
感谢神，因为属灵来说，我们是活着。
After baptism in the name of Jesus,
就是借着洗礼过后
，we have been regenerated.
借着奉主耶稣圣名洗礼，我们能够改变过来。
We have passed from death into life.
我们是从死再活过来。
And when we partake of the Holy Communion,
当我们在领受这个圣餐礼的时候
，Jesus said to us,
主耶稣这样对我们说
，If we partake of the Holy Communion, then we have life in us.
我们就有这个生命在我们里面。
So that's today we.Remember that we are different from other people.
所以我们要知道我们与世人不一样。
We have life in us.
我们在我们里头有这个生命。
In the sight of God, God sees us and we are alive.
因为在神的眼中，他看我们是活着的。
So today we need to give thanks.
所以今天我们需要来感谢神。
When we partake of the Holy Communion, we remind us we are alive in the sight of God.
当我们在领受圣餐的时候呢，我们在神的眼中，我们是活着的，我们要懂得来感谢他。
Secondly, let's look at verse 54.
第二方面，我们来看54节。
Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life."
这里主耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
Today, when we partake of the Holy Communion, it reminds ourselves we have eternal life.
当我们在领受今天在领受圣餐的时候，提醒我们的。一点就是我们有永生。
So even though physically we will die just like other people.
虽然说我们的肉体跟世人一样，有一天我们会死去。
Spiritually we are different from other people because we have eternal life.
属灵来说，我们跟世人完全不一样，因为我们有这个属灵的生命。
We will resurrect from the dead.
我们有一天将会从死里来复活。
Our resurrection will be different from that of other people.
我们的复活也跟不信神的人不一样。
Because we will resurrect in the likeness of Jesus' resurrection.
因为我们复活会跟主耶稣的复活一样。
So today, when you partake of the Holy Communion,
所以今天当我们在领受圣餐的时候
，you must remind yourself, I have eternal life.
我们要提醒自己，我有这个永生。
So therefore, I must not lose this precious blessing.
所以我不要失去了这个非常宝贵的福气。
I must do all to protect this blessing that God has given to me, eternal life.
我应该尽我自己所能来拥有着这一个神所给我的这个永远的。这个永生。
Thirdly, in verse 54, the second part, it tells us.
54节的下半段是第三方面。
That after we partake of the Holy Communion, Jesus said, "I will raise him up at the last day."
这里告诉我们说，当一个人领受圣餐以后呢，在世界末日的时候，主耶稣要叫他复活。
We will be resurrected from the dead.
我们将会从死里来复活。
So today, before you partake of the Holy Communion,
所以今天当我们在领受圣餐的时候
，You see into the future.
你是 所看的是将来的事情。
That is to say that you will die.
换句话说，有一天你将会离开这个世界。
But even though you die,
虽然说你已经死去。
When Jesus comes again,
当主耶稣再来的时候
，we will be raised at the last day.
在这个末日的时候呢，我们将会被主耶稣召而复活。
Even though we're buried into the grave,
虽然说我们被埋葬在这个坟墓里头
，Jesus will call us up from the grave.
主耶稣会把我们从这个坟墓里头让我们活过来。
Even though our body has rotted,
虽然说我们的这个肉体已经毁坏
But then Jesus will resurrect us from the dead.
但是主耶稣会让我们再活过来
Our body will change.
我们的身体将会改变
And we will have imperishable body.
我们将成为一个不朽坏的身体
We have an incorruptible body and we will be with Jesus forever.
我们将会跟主耶稣永远的在一起
So today, before you partake of the Holy Communion,
所以当我们在领受圣餐的时候
Think about what God has blessed us with.
要来想一想神所给我们的这些福气。
When I partake of the Holy Communion,
当我在领受圣餐
I will be raised up at the last day.
我将会在末日的时候被主来叫我复活。
That is the blessing God has given to us.
这就是主耶稣所给我们每一个人的福气。
Fourthly,
第四方面
Let's look at verse 56.
我们来读五十六节。
Here it tells us when a person partakes of the Holy Communion, that we abide in him.And he abides in us.
这里告诉我们，吃主耶稣的肉和主耶稣的血的人呢，会藏在他里面，他也藏在我里面。
This tells us that not only is Jesus is in heaven.
不单是主耶稣已经升到天上去了。
But when we partake of the flesh and blood of Jesus,
当我们在吃他的肉和喝他的血的时候
，we are in him and he is in us.
吃他血喝他肉的人藏在主里面主也藏在我们里面
What does this mean?
这什么意思呢
It means that Jesus is with us
这换句话说主耶稣将时刻跟我们同在
We are also with Jesus
我们也跟主耶稣同在
So today we need to preserve ourselves
所以今天我们需要来保守我们自己
We need to remind ourselves
我要来提醒我们自己
That Jesus is with us
主耶稣跟我们同在
That this is a great comfort
这是一个非常伟大的安慰
But when Jesus is with us
当主耶稣跟我们同在
We needto remind ourselves we are to be with him too.
我们要提醒我们自己就是说我们也跟他在一起
so we are united with him
换句话说我们跟主耶稣联合在一起
it is a holy communion
这就是一个神圣的这个联合
that since God is holy
既然神是圣洁的
when he has called us to him
当他再把我们召出来
he also wants us to be holy
他也希望我们同样圣洁
so today we remind ourselves
今天我们要来提醒自己
after we partake of the holy communion
领受圣餐以后
we have a union with Jesus
我们跟主耶稣再有这个联合
we have a spiritual union with Jesus
这是属灵的一个联合
even though we are unworthy
虽然说我们是不配
but Jesus abides in us
但是主耶稣会藏在我们里面
and we abide in him
我们也藏在他里面
so since we have this blessing
既然我们有这个福气
we need to think about living a different life
我们应该想一想要过着一个不一样的生活
it should be if Jesus is abiding in us
应该是当主耶稣在我们里面的时候
and we are abiding in him
我们也在他里面
then because we have received this blessing
因为我们得了这个福气
it should be that our life should be leading more holy and holier
就是说我们的生活应该是一天比一天的更加圣洁
when we partake of the holy communion
当我们在领受圣餐
we remind ourselves
我们要提醒自己
God abides with us
神跟我们联系在一起
we abide with him
我们联系在他里面
we are different from other people
我们跟其他人不一样
because we are united with Jesus
因为我们跟主耶稣已经联合了
that is the blessing we have received
这就是我们要得到的福气
fifthly
第五方面
let's look at verse 58
我们来看58节
verse 58 tells us
58节这里告诉我们
he who eats this bread will live forever
这是我是我饼的将会永远不死
That means to say that God has given us eternal life
这就是说神给我们永生
So today when we partake of the Holy Communion
当我们在领受这圣餐的时候
We remind ourselves of the blessings that God has given to us
我们要提醒自己神所给我们的福气
But when we partake of the Holy Communion
当我们领受圣餐
We need to remember how did we receive this blessing
我们要想一想我们怎样得到这个福气
What did Jesus go through in order for us to be able to receive these blessings
主耶稣要怎样的经历过这个过程我们才会得到这个福气
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 27
我们来看马太福音二十七章
Matthew chapter 27
马太二十七章
Verse 26
二十七章二十六节
Matthew chapter 27
马太二十七章二十六节
Verse 26, 29 and 35 verse 26.
26节
Then he released Barabbas to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。
So from here we can understand that before Jesus was crucified, he was scourged.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣在还没有被钉十字架之前呢，他被人来鞭打。
According to some references, scourging means that Jesus was like a whipped.
就是说这个鞭打就好像一个就是鞭打。
In the Roman times, it says that at the end of the whip, there was some either animal's teeth or metal bits.
就是说在这个鞭的最前端呢，就不是就是一个动物的这种钩这是动物的这个或者是一个钩在鞭最在鞭的前面。
So each time Jesus was hit with the whip,
每一次被鞭打的时候
，it gouged into his flesh.
就会这个鞭就会这个钩就会插入主耶稣的这个身体。
And when the whip was taken away,
当这个鞭再被抽回来的时候
，we understand that the flesh also was pulled away too.
同时呢，这个肉呢，肉就会被这个钩夹了出来。
The Bible describes to us.
圣经告诉我们
that the body of Jesus was as if someone had plowed his body.
主耶稣的背就好像一个田地已经被耕耘过。
So we can understand the intense pain that Jesus endured.
主耶稣的背好像被犁过这样，主耶稣所受的痛苦是多么的大。
Let's look at verse 29.
我们来看二十九节。
When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!"
用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊！
So from here we can see that Jesus also suffered a twisted crown of thorns that was pressed into his head.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣也要来忍受这个荆棘编作的冠冕插在他的头上。
We can understand the thorns are pressed into his skull.
这里的这个荆棘的刺插进主耶稣的这个头上。
Without a doubt, it only caused him to bleed as well.
当然，不可否认的，这样压下去的话呢，主耶稣的头一定是都流血。
If we look at verse 35,
如果我们来看35节
，It says, "Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet."
35节，他们即将他钉在十字架上。就捏就分他的衣服。
So from here we can understand that when Jesus was crucified,
当主耶稣被钉十字架以后
，Of course there was nails on his hands.
当然手上是被钉着。
There was nails on his feet.
也有这些钉在他的脚上。
Jesus hung on three points.
主耶稣是在三个点上被吊起来。
But not only that, we remember that Jesus' body was was wounded.
我们都知道被钉之前主耶稣的身体已经是受伤的非常的严重。
So that when his body was placed against the wood,
当他的手被放在这个木头上的时候
his wound touched the wood.
这个伤口碰到这些木块的时候
we can imagine how much pain Jesus suffered.
我们可以想象当时所受的苦是多么的大。
So today we understand the physical pain that Jesus endured.
首先今天我们能够来想象到主耶稣肉身上所受的苦
，as well as the mental abuse by people,
还有就是
by people,
还有这些精神上受他们的讽刺
，how he was humiliated by many people,
被他们怎么样来讥笑
，so from here we can understand that we receive these blessings, it is because of Jesus' sacrifice for us,
所以从这一种种的受苦，让我们知道我们从主耶稣那里所得到的福气。
So today when we partake of the Holy Communion, let us remember the price, what Jesus went through for our sakes, what Jesus went through.
所以呢，我们要来想一想主耶稣在这圣餐礼的时候呢，也想一想主耶稣所走过的这个所牺牲的代价，我们才今天才可以得到。
We must not partake of that, partake of the body of Jesus lightly.
所以我们不能够领受这个圣餐就随随便便的。
It was the one body.
因为这就是一个身体。
He was the only one that offered up himself.
他是唯一的把自己的身体来献上。
He was the only one that could save us.
他是唯一的人的主耶稣可以来救我们。
And he was the only one that laid down his life for us.
他是唯一的能够为我们牺牲。
So when we partake of the Holy Communion,
所以当我们在领受圣餐的时候
Not only will receive the blessings
不单止我们在领受这个福气
But we understand that we have a debt that we need to repay
我们明白我们所亏欠主耶稣是多么的大
We remember how much love he loved us
我们在这能够想到他是多么的爱我们每一个人
So we must learn to live for him
所以我们要来学习来为主而活
Today when a person partakes of the body of Christ
所以今天当一个人在领受这个圣餐的时候
Not only does he take the blessings into himself
不单止他能够从这圣餐里头得到福气
But he will live out the blessed life of partaking the body of Christ
他应该活出这种领受福气的这种生活来
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10
我们来看哥林多前书的第十章
1 Corinthians chapter 10
哥林多前书的第十章
Let's look at verse 17
我们来读十七节
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17
第十章十七节
Verse 17
十七节
For we, though many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partake of that one bread.
我们虽多，乃是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Today, even though there are many of us sitting here,
虽然今天我们有有很多的弟兄姐妹坐在这里。
According to the Bible, we only use one bread.
根据圣经的教导，我们就用一个饼。
Because that bread is the body of Christ.
因为这个饼就是主耶稣的身体。
And since Jesus only has one body, we only use one bread.
所以主耶稣是一个身体，所以我们圣餐的时候只用一个饼。
So this reminds us.
这里提醒我们。
That we are very glad that we are belong to this one body.
我们非常的高兴，就是我们能够成为这个身体的一部分。
Throughout our study in Ephesians,
在我们在以弗所书的查考当中
，we understand that the church is the body of Christ.
我们都明白认识教会就是主耶稣的身体。
We must count it a blessing that today we have been joined to His body.
我们要把这个看为是一个福气，因为我们能够成为这个身体的一部分。
We know that when Jesus comes again, He will save us.
我们都知道主耶稣他再来的时候呢，将会来拯救我们。
So today, when we partake of the Holy Communion, we remind ourselves how blessed it is to join to the body of Christ.
所以当我们在领受这个圣餐的时候呢，我们也会觉得多么的有福气，能够跟这个身体有份。
There is no other church that can save us.
没有其他的教会可以来救我们。
Jesus will not save any other church.
主耶稣也不会来去救其他的教会。
So today we must give thanks to God.
今天我们要来感谢神。
But when we belong to the community of faith,
当我们在这属于这个共信这有这个共同的信仰当中
Just like the bread that we are partaking
就是好像我们所要来领受的这个饼一样
We must also become the unleavened bread too
我们要成为一个无效的饼
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5
我们来看哥林多前书的第五章
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 to 8
哥林多前书的第五章第六节到第八节
1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6 to 8
哥林多前书的第五章第六节到第八节
Verse 6
第六节
Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Verse 7.
第七节
Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Verse 8.
第八节
Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑，可能使全团发起来。第七节你们既是无效的面来应当把旧效除尽好使你们成为新团因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了第八节所以我们守这节 不可用旧效也不可用恶毒邪恶的效只用诚实真正的无效饼
Today when we partake of the Holy Communion
今天当我们在举行这个圣餐礼的时候
There must be a transformation
一定要有一个真正的改变
First, there must be removal of leaven from our hearts
首先要从我们心里头把这些笑都要除去
There must not be malice or wickedness
这里所谈到的不能有这种邪恶邪度的事情
Not only must there be removal of leaven from our hearts
不单只要从我们心里头把这些笑完全的除去
A new life should come out of it
但是从里头应该有一个新的生命
The life of sincerity and truth
有一个诚实真正的无效就是清清洁的生命
So today after we partake of the Holy Communion
所以今天当我们领受圣餐礼之后
We must be even more sincere in our love to God
我们应该对神 更加有这个诚恳的心。
We must be even more sincere towards one another.
我们对我们的弟兄姐妹更加的诚实。
We cannot be insincere.
我们不要不诚实。
It must be sincere, life of sincerity.
应该过着一个诚实的生活。
Because we know that Jesus' love is sincere towards us.
因为主耶稣就是爱，他对我们也是非常的诚实。
So if we do partake of the Holy Communion in sincerity.
如果我们在领受这个圣餐是用着这种诚实的心来领受
heart of love will be sincere too.
这样我们这个、爱人的心呢应该也是诚实的
If we partake of the Holy Communion
如果我们在领受这个圣餐
If our love stays the same、
我们的爱是、还没有改变
We find it that the Holy Communion has not taken its effect on us、
我们就发觉到这圣餐里的、里头的教训没有在我们里天发生功效
It should be when we partake of the Holy Communion、
就是应该在这个圣餐里的时候
that we, our faith should become more and more sincere to God and to the church
我们的对神的信心对教会对其他的人是更加的诚实
our love will be sincere
我们的爱也是一样的
our love will not just be centered on some people
我们的爱不是在某些人的身上
our love will grow
我们的爱是不断的长大
our love will spread
长大
it will spread
会去扩张
Not only to those people who love us
不但只是 去爱那些我们所爱的人
But to those people whom we need to learn to love Through the example of Christ
我们要去爱那些借着主耶稣所给我们立下的榜样来去爱他们
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1
我们打开提摩太前书的第一章
Verse 5
第五节
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5
第一章第五节
It tells us we need to be have sincere faith
这里告诉我们要有一个清洁的心
Today if we believe that the true Jesus Church is the only church that can save us
如果今天我们都、承认真耶稣 教会是唯一的教会能够救我们
If we partake of the Holy Communion
如果我们在领受圣餐的时候
Then we should also go out to join to call more people to come to the true Jesus Church
应该出去来、带领更多的人来到真耶稣教会里头
If we believe that the true Jesus Church is the only church that can save us
如果我们、相信真耶稣 教会是唯一得救的教会
For those who are weak in faith and maybe are lost sheep
那一些、软弱或者是、教会的里头的一些迷羊
If we have sincere faith then we will bring them back
我们有清洁的心的话我们会去把他们带回来
If we have sincere faith
如果我们有这个清洁的心
We will strengthen our relationship with each other
我们会彼此之间的关系会和好
Because we don't want anyone to be lost
因为我们不想不想某一个人会因此而失去
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8
哥林多前书的第八章
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8
哥林多后书第八章第八节
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 8
哥林多后书第八章第八节
verse 8
第八节
I speak not by commandment but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others
我说这话不是吩咐你们乃是借着别人的热心试验你们的爱心的实在
here it talks about the sincerity of your love
这里告诉我们爱心的实在
Sincere love is not just done outwardly
这个爱心不是单单在外表的表现
Sincerity of love is from our hearts
这真正一种一种爱心是从心里头发出来的
It is through our action
这是借着人的一个行动
It is not done to set and give people an impression
不是做了让人有一种的感觉而已
It is not just talked about but done
不是单单口头上讲而是有行动来证明
So today if we partake of the Holy Communion
所以今天、当我们在领受这圣餐的时候
That we need to grow into sincere love
我们要来、长大来、有这种、无愧的良心
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12
哥林多、后书的第一章十二节
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12
哥林多后书、第一章十二节
Here Paul talks about a godly sincerity.
这里保罗谈到、凭着神的圣洁和诚实。
So today, after we partake of the Holy Communion,
当我们领受圣餐以后
after we partake of the Holy Communion, we should become more sincere.
我们应该是更加的、诚实。
But the sincerity is not just connected with our relationship with people.
这个诚实不是单单、限于我们跟、人的关系
But the sincerity is with between us and God、
也是我们跟神的关系
Godly sincerity means that whatever we do it from the bottom of our hearts because we not only believe in God but because we fear God.
我们这样做就是因为我们有这个诚实的心，不单止我们相信他，我们是从我们的心里头而做出来。
We are fear him.
我们是敬畏神。
That is godly sincerity.
这是一种敬畏神的一种诚实。
So today, after we partake of the Holy Communion,
所以当我们来领受圣餐以后
，we need to be sincere.
我们要很诚实。
It's a new life.
有一个新的生命。
Not only do we have a new life with each other.
不单止的。同龄之间有这个新的生命
But renew our faith between us and God
我们跟神的关系也是一样的
So today we remind ourselves
所以今天我们要来提醒自己
When we partake of the Holy Communion
当我们来领受这个圣餐
We must remember Jesus
我们要来想着主耶稣
We must bear in mind what Jesus did for us
要想着主耶稣怎么样为我们而死
It's just like what the Bible says
正如圣经的描写
Jesus bore his sins on his own body Our sins on his own body
And
it was for those sins that Jesus suffered stripes by the whip and scourging.
因为我们的罪，他因此而被鞭打。
So we need to remember.
所以我们要记着。
Jesus paid the price.
主耶稣付出了这个代价。
So we can have these blessings.
让我们能够得到这个福气。
Secondly.
第二方面
When we remember Jesus,
当我们来想起主耶稣的时候
We remember Jesus wants to unite all parts of his body
主耶稣要 来联合他身体的每一部分
If God's love is in our hearts
如果神的爱在我们心里头
Then our hearts will melt
我们的心就会融化掉
And we will be unite together with all brothers and sisters
我们就会再一次跟我们所亲爱的弟兄姐妹们来合一
So may God's love move us towards fulfillfilling his will.
所以祈求神的爱能够来感动我们每一个人来成全他的旨意。
Let us see Jesus' body to be a glorious church.
要把主让我们能够看到主耶稣这个身体成为他一个荣耀的教会。
Let us always do the right thing to glorify Jesus.
让我们每一个人都做出一些每一样正确的事情来荣耀他。
For Christ's sake.May we increase in love for him, his church, the members, and our co-workers.
为了主耶稣，在教会里头，每一个工人，每位弟兄姐妹，在我们的爱心当中都有增加。
Now we are going to partake of the Holy Communion.
现在我们要来开始我们的圣餐典礼。
We'd like to remind, for those who have not yet been baptized into the true Jesus Church, we ask you to refrain from partaking.
首先我们要来提醒一下，就是说如果你是还没有在本会正耶稣教会洗礼的话呢，请你观礼请你不要拿这个圣餐饼。
After you have searched the truth and you believe in the truth and you accept, then you, after you for baptism in the name of Jesus, then you can join in our partaking of the.The body and the blood of Jesus.
一直等到你来查考明白圣经洗礼以后，才跟我们一起来享受这个圣餐礼。
This is the unleavened bread.
这是一个无效饼。
After consecration in the spirit, it is the body of Jesus.
在注谢以后呢，灵里头是主耶稣的身体。
Let's kneel down and pray in silent prayer.
我们跪下一起静默祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
奉主耶稣圣名，主献。
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
That you had crucified yourself on the cross.
你为我们钉在十字架上。
You laid down your life for us.
你把你的生命为我们而舍去。
You suffered in the body.
你在身体受尽痛苦。
You also suffered in the spirit.
你在灵里头也受尽苦楚。
You suffered much in the body.
在你的肉身上，你 受尽很多的痛苦。
Your body was wounded.
你的身体受伤。
All parts of your body.
全都遍体鳞伤。
From head to your feet.
从头到脚跟。
In both your hands.
你的双手。
In your back and in your front.
你的背、你的前面、你的全身。
We can see the marks on your body.
我们都可以看到你的这一些受伤的痕迹。
We can see the blood that's come from your body.
我们也可以看得到这个血从你身上流出来。
Lord Jesus, we can understand how much pain you have suffered for us.
主啊，我们明白你为我们所受的苦是多么大。
Lord Jesus, our heart is melted.
所以说我们的心都
Because of your great love for us.
就是因为你为我们舍得
的爱。That we can have part of this blessing.To partake of your body,
让我们以这个福气来领受你的身体
，so that we may have life in us.
让我们有在你里头有生命
，that we have eternal life.
得到这个永生
，and that we thank you, Lord, because you will raise us from the dead.
我们感谢你，因为你能够叫我们从死里复活。
Lord Jesus, we consecrate in your name.
主耶稣，我们以你的名来主谢这个病。
According to the promise that in the spirit it is the your body.
在接着这个灵里头的主谢成为你的身体。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Let us remain seated. We sing hymn 76.
唱诗七十六首。在滴血流过，在屠戮山头，亲眼侧面送我灵魂，舍我一切眷佑，在我走十字架。我看见主宝血，最终担成我心切的痛。但是叫我隐形也明亮，心平安大路，今我无事不欢乐。荣耀就主因我。最深感受着这么凶莫大恩典莫大慈恩为我灭了烟尘在我主十字架我看见主宝血最终担着我心结痛痛在世界我一心也明亮心平安到如今我无事不欢乐真身来自你在世界看病我不能动大地经把动摇在我左身之家我看见左把血最终大成我心结脱落在世界我一心也明了心平常
James, Michael, and Brother Peter.
主啊，主啊，如此深重，流泪何足报仇？为家三心，献你主前，得见此主。
我父神的家
我看见主宝血最终诞生我心结痛落，在世界我一切分手在寂寞快乐好心中，我
感觉
Lesson Hymn 77.
唱诗七十七首
Verse 1 and 2.
第一节第二节大家记得一节爱哥哥他三章主每天是自家
你愿的魔
血祭荣耀他来自这耶稣为此人生发明这是将为我心爱最高故去日守护世界家直到在这番家见主人爱一生却被无世界家
of this, this bread.
去感谢我们的灵兽。
And that we, it's the body of Christ.
是主耶稣的身体。
Let's partake with thanksgiving.
我们去感谢。
Amen. This container is a grape juice.
在这个杯里头是这个葡萄汁。
After consecration in the name of Jesus and the Spirit, it's the blood of Jesus.
经过注谢以后，就是成为主耶稣的宝血。
Let's kneel down and pray in silence.
我们先跪下，我们默祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们主谢。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice.
主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们的牺牲。
The how that 2,000 years ago you shed your blood.
在2000多年前，你为我们流出你的宝血。
Even before we knew you.
甚至在我们还没有认识你之前。
You took it upon yourself to be our savior.
你已经代替了我们成为我们的救赎主。
You paid the whole price.
你为了我们付出这个代价。
You shed your precious blood for us.
你把你宝贵的宝血流出来。
So that today we may receive salvation.
让我们今天能够得到这个救恩。
How in water baptism we were washed our sins away in your blood.
借着洗礼，在你的宝血把我们的罪来洗去。
We just plunged into the water.
我们就到水里头。
And after we arise up again, we have a new life.
从水里出来，我们就有了这个新的生命。 命。
Lord Jesus, we understand it because of your blood.
主耶稣，我们啊都是因为你的宝血。
It is your blood that washes our sins away.
就是因为你的宝血来洗去我们的罪。
Lord Jesus, open our eyes.
主啊，求你打开我们的心
眼。So we remind ourselves how you shed your blood.
啊，让我们都知道你怎么样为我们而舍去你的宝血。
How you suffered on the cross.
你怎么样在十字架上所受的苦。
But how your side was pierced.
啊，你的肋旁怎么样被啊？枪来啊，刺伤。
And from it flowed the water and blood.
刺伤以后呢，啊，水跟血流出来。
How it is by your blood that you have opened the new and living way.
啊，借着你的宝血，你就为我们开了一条新又新又活的路。
We have access not only to your presence.
啊，不单是我们能够到你的面前来。
But that we have hope to enter into your kingdom.
更重要，我们将来有这个盼望，能够到天国去。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
主耶稣，我们都来感谢你。
According to your promise.
借着你的应许。
We consecrate in your name.
我们奉你的名来主。
That the great juice in the spirit is your blood.
让你把这个杯来主谢以后成为你的宝血。
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you. Hallelujah, 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 Lord Jesus. Amen. Remain seated and we sing hymn 353.
我们唱诗353首。361 白玉中的眼，我要进来做神，也做杀生，做我灵兵，谁来感念？坐在山岩，山在祈祷，免费要上我命，安定我学满心苦难，我要纪念主是主的十字架，主老三上上天上我为祭，真神高扬上，我要纪念这事，我念主恩，我念主爱，念主为我舍己，流氓在山，我要纪念这事。
鲜花看安用法，
多念做爱，念做为我舍己。我要纪念
375. Once you have received the cup, give thanks and partake.
你拿到杯以后，你自己感谢，你就把它喝掉。
Put your trust in Him. place your hand in the news garden. Place your hand in the news garden. Place your hand in the news garden. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the news garden. Would you follow the will of the risen Lord? Place your hand in the news garden. Would you live in the light of His blessed word? Place your hand in the news garden. Place your hand in the news garden. Place your hand in the news garden. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the news garden. Is your soul burdened down with this load of sin? Place your hand in the news garden.
Oh,
for me. I don't know how that works out, but I will be thy will. I always have to live. Oh, Christ, go be alone.
We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that our Holy Communion ends here.
我们感谢我们的圣餐典礼就到此结束。
Let us rise up and sing the last hymn 167.
我们来唱一首诗 167首。 唱诗167， 唱诗167首。
First verse and last verse.
唱第一节还有第四节，最后节第三节。我在耶稣十字架这边歌颂，耶稣在这站，我把这敌人中黑色中了。
Before we end, we'd like to give a brief reminder of the things contained in Acts chapter 15.
我们祷告之前，我们要来读一段的经文，在《使徒行传》15章。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28 to 29.
我们来看《使徒行传》15章28节29节。
For it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. 29, that you abstain from the things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell.
因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。29节，就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了，愿你们平安。
The Bible tells us that we need to keep God's commandments.
圣经告诉我们要我们来守神的诫命。
And there are a few other things that we need to pay attention to after we have been baptized.
洗礼以后，除此以外呢，有一些事情我们要注意的。
And if there are things that have been offered to idols, we must not eat of it.
凡是这些祭过偶像的这些食物，我们都不可以吃。
We must not eat blood.
我们不可以吃血。
For example, in the UK, we have a black pudding.
在 UK， 就是这个。 黑的血布丁啊，我们都不可以吃。
In Chinese culture, we have this pig's blood.
中国人的社会里头常常有这些所谓的猪红煮。
We must not partake of it.
这些都不能吃。
And we must not eat of things that have been strangled.
也勒死的牲畜，我们也不可以吃。
That means the things that need to let out blood.
换句话说，这些牲畜一定要先流血以后。 才可以吃。
We must not eat things that have been strangled.
所以这些勒死牲畜的肉
we must,
都不能吃。
We must abstain from sexual immorality.
另外一点就是我们要注意我们不可以犯奸淫。
Before marriage, we must refrain from sexual contact.
在还没有结婚之前我们不能够有性的关系。
After we are married, we must not go with a third party.
结婚以后我们也不能有第三者的出现。
Homosexuality is not allowed as well.
就是说同性恋也是圣经所神的吩咐所不可以做
的。The Bible tells us if we keep ourselves from these, we will do well.
这里说这几件你们若能自己境界不犯就好了。
We have peace with
愿你们平安。
So today, after we partake of the Holy Communion,
今天当我们领受圣餐之后
remind ourselves we are part of the body of Christ.
我们是主耶稣身体的一部分。
After we partake of this grace,
我们已经得到了这个恩典。
If the grace is in our hearts,
如果这个恩典在我们心里头
then this grace will lead us to live a newer life.
这个恩典就会带领我们活着一个新的样式来。
A greater glory to God.
懂得来怎么样来荣耀神
and a greater edification to the church.
懂得怎么样来使教会更加得到荣耀
May we do our share.
让我们每一个人尽自己的一份力量
Not only to do the works.
不单只是口头上说
But to show the blood from our hearts.
真正的从行动从我们心里头表现出来
So now we're going to pray.
现在我们来做祷告
For those who have been newly baptized, please come forward and we will lay hands on you and ask God to bless you.
所以那些新受洗的同龄你们等一下祷告的时候你们到前面来又为你们安守
Let's do down and pray.
我们一起祷告
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Brrrr.